still with us and has an opinion on that, you could not get over the ladies in our audience, could you, Pete?
No, I really couldn't. First of all, that the word is, I think, very offensive.
Boobarobics?
Boobarobics. I mean, that's... Boob is such a ridiculously ugly word.
What would you like it to be? Breast aerobics, maybe?
Breast aerobics, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
chest aerobics.
Chest aerobics.
Zuma aerobics.
But you do have an opinion on breasts.
No, I tell you, I have an opinion. I don't say I have an opinion, but I'm the opposite of what the so-called boob aerobics is, because I had breast reduction.
Now, was that a while ago? A few years ago?
No, quite maybe 10 years ago.
Was it painful?
Excuse
not
me,
at
your
all.
Body language is amazing.
I know, experience. I just went, oh! So was
no,
it?
Not at all, not at all. I think it's one of the best things I ever did. I mentioned
really?
In my show that at one time I had enormous breasts.
You did?
Yes, but not courtesy of boob aerobics.
But do you feel better now for having less breasts?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, it was... there are some people who just have, I guess, boob aerobic... What? Gone crazy or something.
I know.
But yeah, when it really gets to be uncomfortable, something has to be done.
There was a great star of films in the 50s in this country called Chesty Morgan.
Here he goes again. Don't mind him. Now, your one-woman show at the Savoy Theatre.
Yes.
As I said, many congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
And very, very funny. And you sing glorious songs as well. So tell us about how you came up with the idea.
Well, I tell you, I didn't... my Billy Goldenberg, who plays piano for me, and who was also the co-author, had been after me to do the show, to do a one-woman show, for ever since we met. And I always said no, because I thought, oh, we have to get a writer, and, you know, it'll be... I don't know where to begin. But after I left Golden Girls, I really didn't know what I wanted to do after that, but I did know that I didn't want to do any more sitcom, you know, episodic television. And finally, I decided, rather than wait around for some brilliant role to come my way, yeah, let's do it. So we did it, and it's been wonderful. It's one of those things where you don't have to sign a contract for a couple of years, you know. You can do it when you want to do it or not do it when you don't want to do it.
And how much longer are you in the West End?
We're only here, our last performance is the 18th of this month.
Will you come back again and do it?
Oh, I'd love to. It's my favorite city.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So you like the British audiences as well?
Oh, yes.
I mean, really?
That's good news.
They're a little...
Terry!
No, I will say they're a little... What's the word? Not playful. The whole British humor is so it's
stupid.
Different.
It's very different. I mean, I remember being here years ago. I don't even think I can say it on camera. I better not say what I thought I might say. But they're very racy.
The humor
is a little racy.
Yeah. Well, so is yours on that stage.
You know, mucky.
Bodily functions and what have you, you know.
Billy on the mucky side.
Delighted to say that B. Arthur will be with us all morning.